My name is Kaya Usher. I work with frequencies, and I can help you shift your life, clean up your space, ride the truth wave, come home again to your most brilliant self, usher in an unimaginable peace, and live inside the Simplicity platform. Live in the space of freedom, fearlessness. What is fear? As we study the world right now, so much fear. To me, the virus is actually fear. It's not the illness. The virus which makes things fall apart and get heavy. It's the frequency of fear. That's the true virus going on here. So what we do with this work is we get you into the higher frequencies where you literally burn off. You will burn off anything that is not going to expand you, solidify you, bring in more power. The higher you go in frequencies, the brighter you become and the more you can burn off anything. So many people are ready. They've been feeling this change coming for many years, knowing it was coming. And this is the start. The crack is opening. And I work today and just hearing so many clients talking about how good they feel, how solid they feel, how connected, how strong, how little they need in a time where so many people feel like things are being ripped away from them. People that are awakened are realizing, I'm standing solid. I actually don't need much. And yet, whatever I need will be there for me. That trust coming in. It's also a really beautiful time. I've been loving these quiet moments with my family, doing things that we haven't done together in a long time. The quiet of almost like that days of past when we used to create things that didn't involve computers or internet, you know, the old-fashioned drawing pictures, playing games, laughing, the simplicity of life. That's who we are. A lot of our spirits are rejoicing right now because they're finally dialing it back and getting recognized. It's like we've been called for so long. Wake up. Wake up. Hey, you. Wake up. And finally now, so many people are going to wake up. Unfortunately, a lot of us need to get pushed into a corner to wake up. That happened for me many years ago because I was so stubborn. I got pushed into a corner and then it was like, I give up. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's clean up. And here I am today watching all of you guys come in to your power. It's a super exciting time. Yes, we walk with honor right now. We walk without judgment, seeing everyone where they're at, but seeing them through the eyes of beauty and grace, unconditional love. That's what's been waking me up at night, seeing everyone, no matter how they resonate or what their motives are, seeing them through the eyes of love. And that's how we raise this consciousness and break free. So many changes coming in. The easier we let go, the more quickly this new consciousness is born. So we're getting really good at just seeing it for what it is and letting go. It's time for the meditation. Are we ready? Let's go. This week, we focused in on just grounding in, and we're going to just do that again. Because that's the simplicity that everyone needs right now. We don't need a lot of words. We don't need a lot of actions. We just need to feel ourselves hearty and locked in to the mothership. This beautiful earth. We chose to come down here right now. We chose this, knowing that this was going to happen. We knew this was going to happen. getting a deeper understanding as to why and who is causing this, start asking those questions at spirit level. Who's doing this? And what can I do to help break free? The best thing we can do is get so enlivened, bringing in the ampage, the power, getting your power at full capacity, groin, heart, head, balanced, resonating so free. As we take a deep breath in, let's get into that groin area, and we're going to lock in to Mother Earth, or what I call the mothership, the greatest mother of all that keeps us grounded here while we walk this planet. Let's walk it well. Shoulders back. Power. Grace. Purity of intent as you walk free, wanting to see others thrive just like you. Locking in now. Here we go. Opening up the groin and down the legs. Locking in. So as you walk, you feel safe here, burning off anything that tries to come into your space. That's your space, nobody else's. Feeling the power of who you are, locked into the mothership. Doesn't that feel amazing? Up now to the heart. Feeling your heart, every beat. Understanding how to love yourself more deeply. The more deeply you love yourself, the more deeply you can love all beings, all things here beyond. It's the greatest act of love, but it starts with you. So releasing anything from that heart space that was blocking the greatest love of all. Let's go. Releasing it now. Deep breath in, understanding we can live heaven on earth. That's this expression, feeling safe as we walk, locked in, our heart open, heaven on earth, no matter what is happening. Into the headspace now, expansive, releasing any logic, any mental loops, any programs, any thought patterns, trying to figure things out. Nope. Releasing it all, opening up that space. Releasing worry, our heart, our head, our groin. Balanced, connected. Deep resolve. Feeling our headspace. As we have questions, we can ask them. But it's an open, expansive space. And we always get the perfect answer exactly when it's meant to come. Learning to sit back and wait until it's the exact right moment. That's how our spirit works. We can't demand or command an answer. It comes when we're ready. Trusting that. Feeling your spiritual field now, arm's length all around you. who you're becoming. Balanced, filled with anticipation. The deepest peace. Knowing that no matter what happens, you've come home. There are no emergencies when you've come home. You will be taken care of, your spirit, forevermore having your back. So walk proud, walk free. Enjoy your weekend, the simple pleasures of life. Have an amazing day. Have a great weekend. And I'll see you guys on Monday.